Good morning.
It's 7:32 in the morning on March 28th. I don't know, something like that. I'm inside today. It's pouring rain out there, and let me just check. March 28th, Wednesday. Yeah, it's pouring rain out there. The wind's blowing a gale. I'm not going out there any more than I can possibly help. So no walkies for me today, I'm afraid. But I did want to record some of my thinking, some of my thoughts about what's going on here. We passed in our first full stories last night. The assignment was a story that would go in an anthology entitled First Dates. It needed to be between 3,000 and 6,000 words. It needed to be contemporary. Oh, flash of lightning. How exciting. He assigned it on Friday night, so we've had 3 days to do it. I got mine done, about 5,000 words yesterday. And we passed them all in, and then we've got another whole set of writing assignments for today on character opinion. There's always something to do, although I have to say that I've got today's work caught up, and it's only 7:30 in the morning. So I have the rest of the day today to work on the next short story that is due Friday night. And we have our choice of anthologies entitled Gangsters Galore and or something fantasy. I can't remember. Part of my problem this morning that I've got, and it's going to be significant, I'm afraid, today. Shamrocks and Selkies and Sheedy, oh my. So we could do it's a classic fantasy trope kind of idea, and I'm not real that sort of Underhill fantasy doesn't really appeal to me too much, so I don't know, and neither does the gangsters one, so I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna do. It's the same length, 3,000 to 6,000 words, and let's do Friday night. So I may fart about with that a little bit today. I'm trying to think of what I can do with gangsters. Since I do want to do some stuff for Odin's Outpost, and Odin's Outpost is really a criminal outpost. So perhaps there's a short story that I can do for that I might be able to then turn into a novella later, and we'll see how that works out. I don't know, but that's what's on tap for today. I'm standing here looking out the window. Oh, the problem that I got today is I forgot to take my medication last night, and so I woke up especially early, like 3:30, and couldn't go back to sleep because my back hurt. So I took my pills at 3:30, which means they're now kicked in, and so I've got the sleepies from the medication on top of being totally wrung out and exhausted from 4 days of this pace of write, study, talk, write, study, talk, write, study, talk, sleep. I was groggy to begin with. This is only adding to it. So that's what's up today. It's a rainy, nasty, ugly day, so I don't really have any desire to go anywhere or do anything except sit in the room and write. And I'm going to crank up the heater a little bit, I think, when I get back from breakfast. Breakfast is still an hour away. I'm ready to chew on the woodwork. We went out and had Chinese food for dinner last night just for a change of pace. It was okay. It wasn't anything to write home about. I think I need to stick to regional specialties. I had a hamburger. We had a hamburger at the joint down the road the other night, and that was quite good. I was really impressed. So perhaps tonight I'll find a seafood places that serve crabs and salmon and stuff all up and down this road. So I probably can find a place to eat if I'm not too picky. I suspect I won't be terribly picky by the time dinner time rolls around. I do have snacks. I've been eating a lot of fruit. I packed up a pound of coffee yesterday. Coffee is delicious. It's a little heavier roast than I'm used to, but it's okay. I've got a little fresh grinder here. It's a grind a little, perk a little, grind a little, perk a little, drink, drink, drink. That's what's going on here today. Without walking, I'm not doing a lot of thinking about it, but it's been an interesting time. I'm finding it to be, as the week goes on, and while he's cut out, we used to be doing, in the beginning of the week, we were doing four writing exercises. Now we're only doing three writing exercises along with our short stories. The three, I ripped off 1,500 words here in an hour or more, an hour, just a little more than an hour. And then I went back to bed and took a nap. I still managed to do the 1,500 words, and I still have an hour before breakfast. So it's interesting. I probably sound funny today, just because between being indoors and not moving around outside and being groggy from lack of sleep and the extra medication, I'm catching myself doing a lot of stuff today. Anyway, that's what I'm thinking about. That's what's going on. I don't know what I'm gonna. I need to spend the time making sure that I've got my work done, but I find myself being drawn off to work on projects of my own now. I need to finish Zyphiria's Call. Perhaps I'll work on that later. If I can get the short story done, that'll give me some time to get that first chapter of Zyphiria's Call straightened out, the first section. And I have the manuscript, so I can work on that later. Could be good. Could be something interesting to do. At any rate, I'm not going to ramble too much. In fact, I'm not going to ramble anymore here, because I'm going to shut this off and go back and plunk my butt in the chair and stare at the keys for a while. Think about how to write a gangster story. So that's where we are today. I'm sorry for the short one, but they can't all be long, and there's just no way I'm going out there in this crap unless I absolutely have to. So on with the day already in progress, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.